Hey, Eileen here. I wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. If you're an entrepreneur looking for consistency in your business, you're probably making at least one of three critical errors. Head on over to getcontrolofmybusiness.com to access my free training and finally grow a simple, streamlined business with high impact and consistent six-figure months. Now, let's dive into today's episode. So let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about selling from stage. Jackie, as I preface these three power moves, let's talk for a second. When we found high ticket, can you talk about like the phone?
You always make me revisit those days of pain. Guys, okay. So I'd finally cracked the code with high ticket. I went from making, I think, 17,000 in 1 year to 17,000 in a month, over 100,000 the next year. And I was on the phone like all day. Like all day, right? And so I had a 2-year-old daughter. I was pregnant at the time. That was even more fun to be pregnant and on the phone. And I would watch the babysitter. Yeah, that was a blast. I'd watch the babysitter walk my daughter down to look at the boats. We live by the harbor. And I was just like, what am I doing? And I remember, Eileen, being like flat on the floor at the end of the day in front of the fireplace. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone ever again.
Yeah.
And the art of selling from stage erases that hell. So thank you, Eileen, for improving the system.
Yeah. And when I remember you'd be on the floor and I'd be like, Jackie, why are you on the floor? Like what's, cause I wasn't closing the phone. So I didn't understand.
The and emotional
you're like, I'm saying the same thing day after day.
Person after person, every single person starting at zero, right? Walking them through the entire know, like, trust, the system, like everything over and over and over and over for 8 or 9 hours a day.
When you go high ticket, typically the way that it's sold is over the phone. Give me a yes if you know that to be true, have ever done sales calls or been on a sales call. Sidebar, if you're ever on a call for an offer, typically they're going to present the high ticket offer. However, if you're the person doing the call, that's a grind. Say it like that. It's a grind. Like that's the same presentation day in and day over. It's a lot. So what we want to reveal to you today is a skill set called selling from stage. Now, I did not know that this was a thing or this was like an actual job that people had, or it was a skill set. But when I learned the skill set, what I discovered was you're doing the presentation in front of a group of people, but one time. Let's do it not 20 times a day, 5 days a week. That doesn't sound fun, but you're doing it one time. And here's what it feels like when you do it one time. It's in a virtual event, like Matt, we call it a masterclass, and it's fun. Now, here's another thing. Are you okay if not everyone in the room signs up for your thing? Will you be okay if not everyone signs up for your thing? You know, sometimes people, like, it's just whatever, it's just not the right moment, not the right time. How many of you are willing to love everybody in the room, whether they buy or don't buy? Love will look like serving in the masterclass, and love will look like doing an invitation for the right people. Did you know that Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice"? Wow. My sheep hear my voice. And, you know, not everybody was Jesus's homeboy. Like, not everybody was in them. They were like, you know what? We'd rather kill you. Like, we don't. Not feeling it, Jesus. People that are called to you will come when they hear your voice. Yeah, isn't that great? The people that are called to you, I really believe every single person watching this video, watching this replay, there are people assigned to your voice. Isn't that something? Did you know that Jackie's people aren't my people?
Yep.
Did you know that Larry's people aren't my people? Did you know that Damon's people are not my people? And Dr. Michelle, who I just love and appreciate so much, that those called to Dr. Michelle are not called to me, give me a yes if you're in the building today and you see that you, in order to reach your people, you got to raise your voice. We just got to raise our voice. So the number one way we, and I heard someone say, I think it was my friend Sean Cannell, he said, you know how a baby learns to hear their voice? He said, they just start speaking. They just start speaking. That's how you discover your voice. You just start speaking. You don't have to be perfect when you start raising your voice. You don't have to be good when you start raising your voice. You don't have to have it all together. You don't even have to be calm or you can just stop hiding. You can just stop hiding. And my number one tip for, so here's what I want to say to you is the greatest thing that some of you hear is to stop the addiction to affliction of perfectionism. You're going to feel a freedom. You're going to feel a life. You're going to feel a vitality and energy and enthusiasm when you stop hiding. Yeah. And I just want to encourage you, like, you don't have to be awesome. And the great news is there was a man called Gideon, and God was calling him to do something great, and he was hiding in a wine press. And the Lord came to him and said, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon was all, what in the what? And the Lord's like watching him hiding in the, and God called him out and said, that's not who you are. That's not what you're meant to do. That's not where you're meant to live your life, in this wine press. This is not your calling. You are a mighty man of valor. So I'm calling you out today, and I'm saying to you, you're a queen living below your worth. You're a king not recognizing your authority. You are an entrepreneur called to greater, and I'm telling you, stop hiding. Stop hiding. In fact, you look at Adam and Eve. What do they do when they mess up? The shame makes them start hiding. It's another story, Jackie, where the man, three people were given talents or some money to invest. And some dudes invested it and made more money. And then one guy started hiding his. He took his little investment God gave him and started hiding it. And guess what God says to the guy that was hiding it? You wicked and lazy servant. Oh, snap. God, he was not playing around. What's the takeaway? The world that you're looking for, that you've always dreamt, believed was possible, I'm here to tell you is possible. I want to invite you to come out of hiding. You may even need to make a janky video. Get out there without it being perfect. But it's more important for you to stop hiding than it is for you to be perfect. Stop the addiction to affliction of perfectionism. And I'm here to tell you today, go pro, stop playing amateur, and stop hiding. You're like Eileen. What does this have to do with selling from stage? This has to do with everything with selling. How many of you would agree that you'll get out there with more masterclasses? You get out there and make more offers if you stop hiding. What was that thing, Jackie, you said the other day when we had an event where you're saying, like, how many people lie on the other side?
Yes. Oh, people are waiting on the other side of your obedience, right? The people who have been appointed to attend, like to listen to your voice, to your story, to your unique way of sharing your system, to your experience, to your flavor, to your brand. Let's go. They're waiting for all of us to stop being afraid of being in our assignments as we were created to be. They're waiting for the results that we're called to go and help them get.
Here's something that will set you free. as you sell from stage, and it's the second secret today. We're having three secrets of selling from stage, so it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. Stop hiding. Number two is divorce yourself from the outcome. Some people are so attached to making sales, it feels weird. It feels needy. Now, here's a quick question for you. Did you ever meet someone in high school that was super cool? They were the person that everybody was infatuated with. It was the guy that the girls would position themselves against the locker, looking calm, cool, and collected, that they could strategically be passed in the hallway. It was the girl who always was being asked out, or maybe was always being talked about. Can you remember that person? Now, here's another quick question for you. Or have you ever been asked out by somebody who had a needy energy? When you divorce yourself from the outcome, you have a leaned out energy.
Yeah.
You're leaned out, meaning you're leaning back. And when you're leaning back and not needing the sale, people lean in. When you lean out, people lean in. The cool guy, the cool girl, they were leaned out. So other people leaned in. But when someone is leaning into you with a needy energy, does it make you want to buy? So I want you to imagine with me, have you ever bought something that it felt amazing for you? Your sales experience felt phenomenal. You were excited to buy it. Have you guys ever had this experience? Have you ever had an experience, Jackie? Like one time I remember there was a countdown clock on a page. I stayed up till 3 in the morning. I don't know why. I guess I don't know why I did that, but that was what I did. And you were excited.
Yeah.
Now, did you feel like you were being sold? Typically, the answer is no. They didn't feel, it felt like you were being, that there was, here's what was happening. There was, they had elicited desire. You had desire for the thing. Come on, who's ever felt this? You were like, I got to get this thing. I have so much. They call it buyer's momentum. When I first bought my first high ticket thing, Jackie, I was so excited. Because the person in doing the invitation had created so much desire in the audience, no one felt like they were being sold. So what? How are they doing that? They are divorcing themselves from the fill in the blank. They are divorcing themselves from
the outcome. Yeah, there it is, guys. Good job.
But people say to me, Jackie, Eileen, how do I do that? Like, I need someone to buy. I need someone to buy. And I say, you might need someone to buy. Real talk. But you don't need that person to buy.
There it is.
There's 7 billion people in the world. When I was in the apartment, I was like, no, I 100% mentor need someone to buy this thing. They're like, you don't need that person to buy the thing. Here's the energy that you want to have. It goes like this. It goes, so you don't need to say this out loud. So this is what the mental, this is what you want to say, insight. You want to say, buy or don't buy, baby. I'm good. Buy or don't buy, I'm good. I'm here for you. I'm here for your life. I'm here for your outcome. I'm here because I love you. I love you so much. But buy or don't buy, I'm good. That's the energy that you want to have when you're selling from stage. You don't need it that bad. Why don't you need it that bad? Because there's so many people in the world that person may not be your person.
Yeah. I love that. That's what I've heard too, is your next client is not your source. God is your source.
Come on.
Exactly where your clients are. So don't lean too heavy on people. You lean heavy on God.
Okay, so the third step, if you're gonna, number one, we're gonna, who's gonna stop hiding? Number two, we're gonna divorce ourselves from the outcome. And then number three is we're gonna sell the payoff, not the pieces. We're gonna sell the payoff, not the pieces. We're gonna sell the payoff. We're gonna sell that payoff, baby. We're gonna sell what it looks like when you achieve this result, what's gonna show up in your life. What kind of heaven you're going to experience, what kind of hell you're going to get rid of. Isn't that phenomenal, Jackie, when you think about John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, shall not have this hell, shall not perish, but have eternal life, heaven. So this is the hell. What's the payoff, Eileen? Talk about the hell they're going to get out of and the heaven they're going to get into. That was a
The
solid.
original heaven and hell. That was
Yeah, the
fantastic.
original.
Why we
God,
call it that?
God was showing us how to sell. Like, get rid of this pain and get into this pleasure. Get rid of that pain, get into this pleasure.
Yep, here's the system.
Sell the payoff, not the pieces. Now, Jackie, real, have you ever, let me know in the chat if you've ever bought a program
Oh no.
that's like, all right. Great job buying this program. Here are the 92 books that you're going to need. We're going to need you to show up to the coaching calls 4 times a week for 12 months. There's going to be PDFs and worksheets. And you're like, for 12 months? You're like, wait. How long is this going to take to get this thing? Okay. Have you ever been a part of something like that? And then have you ever bought something? I know that I have, where they're like, okay, we're going to 100% get you this result. And here's the instructions on this piece of paper. Which one would you pay more from? When you sell the payoff, and not the pieces, people will buy. People will buy it for the end result. People want one thing and they want one thing only, and that is the result. Eileen here again. Just wanted to say thanks again for listening. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and you took time out of your day to listen to today's episode and invest in yourself. If you want to keep on going and you're an entrepreneur looking for more consistency in your business, you're probably making at least one of three critical errors. Head on over to getcontrolofmybusiness.com to access my free training and finally grow a simple, streamlined business with high impact and consistent six-figure months. Now remember, the world needs what you alone have to offer. I'll see you in the next episode.